This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What is going on, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Anime Boys podcast. And on today's episode, I sat down with one of my best friends in the world, Mr. Alex LaRue. We talked for about 45 minutes about collecting our adventures through Target with some of the DC action figures that he collects and sells, some of my Funko Pop collection, and just some of our adventures and of how we view, you know, buying and selling, trading, you know, some of the figures that we grew up having and how we reacted into this new world of the lengths that people will go to buy certain figures. Again, this is the Anime Boys podcast, and I hope you enjoy.
He's custom.
Explain this customization to me. I mean, I feel like I get the idea of it because, but like, does it add the value more? Because one, you have to, because what way I look at it, like, people, collectors, right? They want it mint, in the box,
Negative. Never
touched. Okay, Negative. But that, okay, so just in general, like, when you look at, like, sports, no, maybe not sports memorabilia, because, like, people are like, oh, fucking Michael Jordan touched this in the third, fourth game, you know, and, like, they want that, but it's like, you get Funko Pops or, you know, unopened Game Boys, they want it mint. They don't want, like, a customized...
Well, here, I'll break it down for you. So one thing, the cool thing about Funko Pops, I don't think you've ever noticed this, but Funko Pops do not lose value at all if you open them or not. I mean, obviously, like, this guy in question, he's been sitting there for a while. I think he's been dropped a few times. There's, like, some paint,
scuffs. I can see the scuffs in
it. Yeah, it's, like, it was from my sister. Like, cats were knocking it over and shit.
Yeah.
But, the cool thing is that, like, if you look at the packaging on Funko specifically, there's no tape. There's no stickers. You can open it.
It doesn't even have, like, the seals on the side?
No seals. They're meant to be opened, and, like, you can do it. I mean, keep the boxes and resell them.
Yeah.
But Funko specifically, it doesn't really hurt.
Yeah, but okay. Point,
which is cool.
So, I mean, I guess what I was like, but when you get, like, these, I guess, break down the figures when you customize them. Like, what are they looking to customize? Like, Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, not what they're looking to customize.
Yeah, I got you. For instance, like, this guy, he's customized because, I mean, you can see it once you get up close. See how, like, his gauntlets are, like, dark, or, like, they're darker gray?
Yeah.
That's because there was a factory issue. They pushed them out too fast.
Yeah.
And overseas, like, Australia, honestly, really, Australia is the only one I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But they advertised... that he would have, like, the paint, would the black, whatever that's called right there on his wrist, and then it, like, gray the rest of the arm. But there was a paint issue, and it was just all black, and it didn't look right.
And what Batman is this?
This is Batman Hush.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Hush, which also, that's another thing, is that Hush in the storyline is blue.
Yeah, okay, so it's like, okay, so we're talking about figures, right? Like,
yeah.
McFarlane, you're really into, that is, like, the top tier fucking Batman, or, like, fucking just action figure DC. I don't really see them do a lot of Marvel stuff. Like,
no, yeah.
DC producer of these things.
Yes, yeah.
And it's, like, it kind of suck that, like, McFarlane as, like, they're the top this, and then they don't get comic accuracy, or do we want non-comic? Like, we want it to be a little fucked up because add value to it, or do they just piss people off in the...
Honestly, it depends. It really depends. It's kind of like if you... It depends on how many are messed up, you know?
Yeah, that's
the thing.
Yeah.
And with this one specifically, almost all of them are messed up.
Yeah.
So whenever you customize it and you fix it.
Yeah.
And then you, you know, go to post up on eBay or whatever, people are like, oh, shit. yeah, I'm down to pay 20, you know, it's a $20 figure. You can post it up for 50 or something, and people be like, oh, well, I'll pay the extra 20 because I didn't have to fix it.
Yeah. Now, give me, why is McFarlane like the fucking guys?
Why is he the goat?
Why are they the goats of this whole fucking...
Todd's the goat, man.
Yeah.
He just, well, for one, I guess, like, they're kind of a, I mean, they're not as big as, like, Hasbro.
Yeah, but I mean, Hasbro, but, I feel like Hasbro's on another level because it's like, well, McFarlane only makes fucking figures.
Yeah, like,
you know, so, but Hasbro's, I can go buy fucking, I don't know.
You can tell that Hasbro is for,
like just
capitalism.
The everyday fucking buyer.
Hasbro is like, yo, let's pump these toys out.
Yeah.
No matter what, it doesn't matter if we raise the price $5-$10, like they're just gonna buy them.
Yeah, because it's just like the quick, easy buck for like your kid's fucking birthday, or you know, here's let me give this to Timmy and he's gonna destroy it and it, like
that's I have a couple I have a coworker days. Who's yep same yeah. thing. He's got a little kid and he buys them in bulk.
Yeah,
and the kid just plays with them and destroys them.
God, I remember getting toys in bulk back in the not toys in bulk, but like I would get a toy. I can't even like whatever, but it's like I get a toy from my parents, and then I would go to Christmas. And I would get the same exact toy because, you know, they weren't communicating what they were buying for you.
No, you tell them you love Spider-Man. And they're like, oh, shoot, the first one they see.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh. And see, but in my mind, as like a seven-year-old, right, I'd be like, but this doesn't make sense in my universe. And I say that, and I say that because I'm like, all right, I'm on, you know, I'm putting my toys to work, right? Like, I'm like, yo, we're gonna play something. We're going to make up a universe. And then my parents on the one side, I get a double toy. And it's like, oh, just, you know, be appreciative. I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know. But it's like, my mind is like, oh, my God, how is this going to make sense? Is he going to have an evil twin? Or, like, is it going to have to be, like, you know, why are there two of them? Yeah. I thought deep into that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep. And, you know, I think that also kind of plays into factor with, like, stuff that's coming out now.
Yeah.
Is because, like, the people that are working on these things... We're our age.
Yeah.
And they were doing the same thing.
They're doing the same thing, but
and
also...
that's why multiverse is so popular.
That's why multiverse is so popular. I was making a multiverse.
We just broke it down.
Making a multiverse back in 1995, 6. We
didn't even know what multiverse was.
So now, can I roll me on this? Now, roll me on this, right? So you'd say, like, okay, we were talking about customizing pieces, right? Because I've gone into your room, and I kind of want you to say, like, you know, how you are as a collector, but like you do have an extensive collection of, I think, mostly DC items, right?
Yeah. And yeah, I think I have one Spider-Man in it.
Yeah. Which is funny to me because
I love Spider-Man.
You also love Spider-Man, but like, I feel like, and you go out for DC items, right? But when I first like, okay, so let's say customization, right? They're like, okay, I got this Batman. I don't like how they made Robert Pattinson's face. I'm going to get a customized headpiece for it. Now it looks like motherfucking Robert Pattinson, right?
Yeah.
But now, do you ever see online where it's like they got Robert Pattinson's head on Ben Affleck's body with Adam West's right arm with Michael Keaton's fucking bottom, you know, and then they have fucking, you know, Val Kilmer's cape. Like, is there anything like
that? George Clooney's nipples.
Yeah, George Clooney's nipples, right? Is there anywhere out there where they're like, oh, I have this fucking piece and it's like going for thousands, or you've never seen that? Like, and that's just like, talking about customization, it's like.
Yeah, no, there's definitely like.
Or does that throw the whole value out the fucking door?
I haven't seen anything that specific, but like, there will be like certain batarangs, like certain like accessories mainly, like where they only came with like a build-a-figure set, and like, oh, you didn't want to spend the money on the build-a-figure set, but you just wanted those batarangs. You can turn around, you can go on eBay and find the batarangs for about the price of what the figure cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is crazy to me. I mean, it's a little tiny piece. I mean, the markup value alone on it, I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Now, I was just saying, like, I want to hear, because, God, I love your collection, right? It's literally like a living thing. It's like, I walk in, it gets big, it dies, and I walk in, and you're just taking photos of everything, and it's like, you're sitting there, like, Jeffrey, I just want to take some photos really quick, you know, and then you're selling these out.
I just
want
to take some pictures.
But what is your collection fucking consist of? Because, I mean, I'll talk about my collection, because I can only talk about it in, like, a 30-second thing. Like, I have Funko Pops of things that I just like. Like, I have Charizard. I have a couple Star Wars things. I have a couple Attack on Titan things. I don't have this theme of it, and I'm not sitting ready to sell. You know, now I sit on my Funko app, and I'm like, oh, you know, I got $400 worth of this. Where'd all that money go? But you actually look at this, and you're like, okay, I'm buying and selling. What is your collection? Like, it's fucking crazy.
Honestly, I just, it kind of stems from like just a wanting toys from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know? And then McFarlane's just done a great job of redoing and making, like, it's weird. You'll go back and you'll look at a toy that you had as a kid, yeah, and you're like, I swear that thing was a lot cooler when I was a kid, right? Yeah. And you're like, man, this thing's kind of lame. It only, like, can move its elbows and its kneecaps, mm-hmm, man. Like, this thing sucks.
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't know, McFarlane, they look how I remember them, even though I never had them.
Yeah.
I mainly collect Batmans from the DC Multiverse. I think we're at, like, 50-something.
No, Multiverse, like, what are we talking about? Like, you got Michael Keaton's, but also I've seen.
Well, I don't have Michael Keaton's yet. They put out a statue for the new Flash movie, mm-hmm, but they haven't announced the figures. Two of them leaked. Two of them. There's Flash and then Supergirl. But you gotta get, like, on Instagram to find those. I'm not gonna leak those.
Because they got to take promotional videos for this shit.
They'll send out figures to certain people. And be like, hey, review it on your YouTube.
Yeah, because people, like, now, it's because I feel like at one point, you know, when we were younger, it was like, okay, I'm playing with these. You know, there are always going to be those kids that are like, you know, their parents taught them the value of the dollar.
Yeah.
Not me, but it's like they taught them the value. We have friends that just, they knew the value of things when they got it because their parents instilled that shit into them, or like they would buy them doubles of things, or, mm-hmm, you know, kids were just like, oh, I'm going to hold on to this. And that's just how people are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like now it's like they've held on to these and now they look at them like, roughly what size are these figures, right? Like these.
These ones are 7-inch.
Like I'm talking like the figures, like, you know, you were collecting, you see people buying and selling, like this, right? Now it's like, let's use the new Flashpoint movie coming out. It's like, they put out these figures. What are the values of those going to be? Because they'll roughly sell for like $20, right? Like in Target, in Walmart.
Yeah, anywhere between $20-$25.
Now reselling them, let's say there's no imperfections on them. They are just the basic fucking figures. You know, like, how do these things get fucking valued like that?
It's supply and demand, really. Yeah. Honestly, what really got me into it was during the pandemic, living out here in California, some of these figures, they get released like in waves in terms of like the US. Mm-hmm. So like they'll announce these figures, pre-orders will go up in a week, they'll start shipping out, but kids on the West Coast are going to get them first.
Yeah.
You know, because McFarlane specifically, his facility's in like, it's in Arizona somewhere.
Yeah, okay. So we're super close.
Yeah, super close. And they'll pop up, shipping gets out here, and then that's where the resale is, because the sooner you get your hands on it, the sooner you can go around, you can turn around, and it's all about, you know, like I said, supply and demand. Like, I am not setting the prices. I just posted up and,
you know, like, and people start to just bid or have a certain price on it.
I sell for whatever they want to spend.
Yeah. And like, talking about like, it's really funny. Like you say, and I didn't notice until like, maybe I started going with you. Cause like, it's so funny with you, especially like I've seen your process of like, you wake up and I'm assuming most of this stuff being talked about, like, oh, figures are out, you know, cause I know like McFarlane, these big toy companies have like their websites and their Instagrams or whatever, they're promoting like, oh,
yeah,
these will be released here. But I think a lot of the hype comes from like Reddit, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Reddit,
McFarlane subreddit.
Reddit
is
like,
goat, man.
You know, it's constantly, they're like, oh, I spotted here, spotted there, go here, go there. Because
here's the SKU code, go ahead and put it on the app so you know if it's in the next 10 miles around you.
I've seen like it go from like, wake up, check the subreddit, we're out the door to Target, we got to be at Target at this time. And I know like, you even like do Pokemon fucking, if you collect Pokemon cards and trade Pokemon cards, you know, Target's gotten that down to a T where it's like, hey, they know.
Show up at 10 a.m.
Show up at 10 a.m. We've walked into Target and we're just fucking shopping and we see the line and we're like, what the fuck is this line for? And they're like, they're waiting
for the Pokemon
cards to get dropped. And it's like,
oh,
you know.
No.
Oh, no. Hold on really quick. Check that. What the fuck is flash flood warning?
That is a. Oh, it says cancel endangered missing adverse advisory. Okay, never mind.
Well, whoever was missing has been found.
Yep, they've been located.
Hell yeah.
They're safe.
Yeah, so it's like, when you go to, it comes to the figures, I don't see that line for it, you know.
Oh, because, no,
because
yeah.
Because I feel
it's more
like
lucrative.
It's more lucrative, but you know what's funny, and I know, and I we've been in situations like this where it's like, and I think it was one time we were going, because there was a Funko release that was coming out for like a Naruto thing, so I was like, yo, I want to go see this.
Oh, that was in the mall, I remember.
That was
this.
In the mall, yeah. So we're like, okay, we're going to go to Target. And when you go to Target and you are there for a specific reason, like if you're going shopping, you're just kind of like, all right, like I'm here to get my shit or whatever. But if you're there for a figure, you start to pick up on other people that are there for figures.
Oh, yeah. You can
see,
feel it.
You feel the eyes. You feel that. And it's like, we've gone into Target. We were looking for figures and, you know, you're scanning codes. But you see other people doing that, and they're giving you the look. They're like, oh, don't look over there. I might have hit it. Or you even get some of the fucking employees that have, like, hidden shit, and they're just, like, kind of following you. And we could just be fucking paranoid. It's like, oh, it's not really happening. But it's like, don't look over there. I hit it. Or, you know, or you got those kids that are feeling out, like, because we also...
The Legos.
Like, I know you're really into Lego collecting, too. It's like, you're looking... you know, to feel a certain thing, you see other people doing it and they want to spark up conversations. And I'm like,
oh man, yeah,
fucking leave me alone.
Yeah. How long was I talking to that guy?
Dude, you talked to that guy for like 45 minutes. And that was a weird experience though.
That was weird. He was sus, man. He was just, he you know, as weird as
he was being really nice.
I was
he
looking
gave
for
us
a
pointers.
Kermit figure, man. He got it.
Yeah, he did. And like,
oh no, it was they were Spider-Man. That's what it was.
Yeah,
whatever Legos. That's what it was.
Yeah. And it's like, those people are really nice. And I don't know, maybe I just got a fucking issue where I'm like, yo, don't talk to me. Don't be too nice to me. What? But it's like, you know, maybe I'm the issue with the community, but
no,
I don't know.
No.
But that was a weird experience though. Like going in there and you kind of feel all these people looking for the same thing. And it's like, you know,
it was strange.
And has that happened to you before? Like one time, like I'm not there. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and it's like,
that happens a bit. Yeah. I don't like it that much. There'll be like, I've noticed where, cause I kind of have, whenever I'm going into Target, unless I'm getting something else, like not related to that sort of stuff, like, oh, I need, I don't know, like some deodorant or something. Like, mm-hmm. I have a system, like, on how I, like, peruse the store, if it makes sense, you know? Like, you just go, do your little stops. And this one guy was, like, following me. I don't think he was, like, asset protection. Yeah. Let's be honest, he looked like a weeb.
Yeah, I mean,
like, he was
We
use that term.
Yeah, it is.
And... I saw him, he followed me, man. Like, I went to the back section looking at, like, the NECAs and just seeing what I could find and the Funkos. And then I made my way to the McFarlands and I saw a couple and I was like, oh, I haven't seen them here before. Like, let me scan them, see if they're worth anything. I could tell, he walked past me once and I could feel him over my shoulder looking to see what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And then I think he was trying to see my app, right? Because then like, he was like, oh, he's on eBay. So I leave, you know, they weren't my shtick or anything. So I left. I went to another aisle and then made my way back over to the Legos. And as I saw him, he was using the eBay app.
So he was just like,
to figure out what I was doing and, like monkey see, monkey do kind of thing. Yeah. And I saw him and he was just like, I could tell he had that look on his face of like, okay, well I scanned it, now what?
Yeah.
Like first time lurker kind of thing.
You know, so you use the eBay app, you know, you go to the last, you know, whatever sold for whatever, it's how you're going to make your determination on that. Like, you know, it's also so funny, like, I'll go to Target, you know, I think I've done this with you, and I've brought this up to you before, like, you'll see people scan the fucking oddest things, and, like, dude, like, and I don't understand the obsession, and I know there probably is a giant obsession for out there, and there's probably a whole subreddit culture, people buying, selling, is, like, the WWE figures, and, like, because I
look at... Nobody wants John Cena.
No one wants John. Like, I look at that, and I'm like, all right, we're here for fucking DC... We're here for fucking Star Wars, too. I feel like there are a handful of things there. Like, I see the eye for it. But then I turn around and I see this dude scanning WWE items. I'm like, who's out there selling? Like, I don't know. And
You know, whoever it is, they're stuck in 06, man.
Yeah, it's like, but it's like, it's just wild to me when you go through those lines like that. And here's like the thing that happens after, and I've experienced this, and I don't know if anyone else has, or I know you have. You get a figure, you scan it, you're like, cool, I can make this much, I can make this much. But then you start to think about like, well, I still have this figure that hasn't sold. I have this figure that's still sitting there. This one could sell. It could. Yep. Then you walk around Target to do other shopping, and you're in the fucking chip aisle, and you're in like, you know, getting whatever.
And you're like, nah.
But you keep staring at this, and then it just, you place it down right before you head up to the line. You're like, I don't need that.
But I do that all the time.
I know. It sucks because it's like, because I don't know, like how many figures are you sitting on right now? How many figures are you sitting on that are not selling? And like, you know, what's a figure in there that you have in your collection right now that is, you bought it to sell it, it won't sell, but now you look at it and you're like, I guess I got a fucking, I got a Doc Ock, or I got a fucking, well, Croc, you know what I mean?
Actually, so weirdly enough, like a little while ago, I whittled down, I had like close to 100.
You had a good amount of figures.
And then this one kind gentleman, I put like 20 of them on eBay, and it was a bunch of those. It was like, there was maybe like four or five of them that I knew were like hot sellers. Like I saw them, there was one, I think it was one of the Jokers that I had that by itself is going for $85, $20 figure, you know? Go figure.
Yeah.
And I ended up like putting it in this lot of 20, and this guy bought it. And I'm only bringing it up because I was checking my feedback the other day, and he was like, so thoughtful on how he packaged everything.
Oh, yeah, I remember you had that whole email.
Most of those. That was most of the ones that I was like, man, these guys haven't sold in months.
Yeah.
He bought this whole bundle of 20 figures, and he put a nice little comment on there saying that he had bought it to start his collection for his grandson.
Yeah, and you contributed to that.
That made me feel so good. Like, yeah. I definitely took a loss on that thing. I'm not going to lie. I think I made $20 figures. 20 of them, I think I let that thing go for like $230.
Yeah.
It was kind of a loss, but that's what that made me happy. I was like, sick, I mean, dude. Some little kid, man.
That's what it's all about. I mean, I know you're not fucking Gary Vee in this shit. And like, I mean, you are to an extent, but it's like, yeah, you're buying, selling, and then, you know, there's a good little thing at the end of it. But also, I feel like some of the figures you do sell to are just going to other dudes just to fucking...
Oh, yeah, dude, I had this one guy I posted in the... I made sure I took all the appropriate pictures, because I will. Like, I open up some of my figures and, you know, pose them, play with them, you know, just...
Give it a good old time, yeah.
And I made sure to put on there. I'm like, yo, this shit is opened. Like, I have opened it, I put it back, it looks brand new. Like, the card wasn't pulled out or anything, just a figure. Mm. This one guy gave me a 0-star review, man, said the box was open.
Fuck him. And that's the shit that sucks, right? Like, I've seen a bunch of videos and of people, like, because you used to do, like, Uber Eats and Postmates, right?
Oh, yeah. People get their food. One review will ruin it.
Yeah, one review will fucking ruin it. Because, like, yo, like, you're not living off this shit. Like, you're not living off this, but it is a good hustle. It's the hustle. Like, you know, there is some money that comes in, and I think just, like, the chase of fucking, like, buying a figure and then, like,
oh, dude, that's honestly why I do it. I love stumbling upon it, man. Oh, and it's only at the normal price. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like one person could ruin your entire empire of that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and it's like that dude's just being a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? And that's what sucks.
He's just mad he didn't cut the tape first, man.
Yeah, like, I know. I get it. I don't know, man. Like, your collection's awesome. And I know, like, what are you looking for right now? Like, what's out there? Like, what's... Because I know you got the new Flashpoint movie going out, you know.
Yeah, so we're waiting on...
I feel like that's like the big DC... I have
like a couple grails right now for resale and personal. Got to get my hands on a Michael Keaton, man. It's coming.
Why is that not... Has that not come out? And that's going to come out through McFarlane, right?
Like, yes,
They have not put out a Michael Keaton...
So it's been leaked. Yeah, they've never made one. And it's kind of annoying in a sense because it's... it's going to be his new suit from this movie.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, kind of looks like the original.
Yeah. Kind of. I think that's the goal for it to, like, get as close as possible.
They've made Michael Keaton's in the past.
Other company.
Like, whenever DC Multiverse was through, was it Mattel, I think? Whenever they were short. They always just never look right. NECA did one, same thing. He looks pretty good on the face, but the body's giving me Adam West vibes. Mm-hmm. It's not right.
Yeah, it's not right. No.
But, yeah, we're looking for Michael Keaton, Batman. We're looking for Flash from the new movie. They just announced it's coming out later this year, which, I need a date, man.
What's
it's the Batman Nightfall series. It's just Batman. It's like blue suit with the yellow, yellow and black chest logo. Like, it just looks clean.
Yeah.
I have the Bane, and that Bane is worth a pretty penny.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you? Well, like, okay, so, like, you have that Bane, like you said, it's a lot of money. What else are you sitting on there, DC-wise, Batman universe?
Oh, DC,
like,
this
that, like, okay. You're sitting there, and you're like, all right, this is a shit ton of money. I could flip this.
Dark Knight trilogy.
But I won't do it.
Yeah, right now it's Dark Knight trilogy with the Christian Bale, Two-Face, the Joker, and who's the other one? Scarecrow. That one right now, I four figures, you get to build Bane from the
But if you're going to build Bane, you got to take that shit out of the box.
Yeah.
And
so that's torn.
And I feel like they, like, and they do kind of going back to what we were talking about, like, do you want it out of the box? They send you these figures sometimes, and correct me if, like, I'm wrong on this. Like, they send you figures where it's like, oh, you have to collect the figure series, like four figures in a series, and it's like they have a different piece to create that fifth figure, and it's Bane in this instance. That's promoting you to take the fucking out of the box.
Oh, yeah. They,
like,
want
they
you to.
They want you to do that.
They want you to play with it.
That doesn't... Yeah, okay. So these toys are made to be played with.
Absolutely.
Right? Let's start with that.
22 points of articulation. They're made to be played with.
We're talking about money. We've been talking about flipping. At the end of the day, this shit is made to be played with. I'm supposed to play with it, do whatever you got to do with it, right? But yeah, they want you to take it out of the box and make it. But I feel like they have to have an idea of this. Like, you have the five figures, now it's worth a shit ton of money now. More money, combine four figures, make it to the fifth one.
Yeah.
You can sell it as a whole for more.
I mean, I'll tell you, I've seen right now that set, brand new in the box, upwards of $230.
And
I spent $86 on
that. That's what I'm saying, like each figure. Yeah.
$230 for the whole set. Or you can open them, build the Bane, sell the Bane by itself for $80.
You make your money back somehow.
Make your money. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could. I could literally just sell Bane, and then that's the money I made for those figures.
That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
So you're saying you're waiting. We were talking about, like, what you're waiting for.
Oh, yeah. On who else am I waiting for? They have the new Teen Titans set series that
the
come out.
Live action?
No, it's like, it's from the comics. But it's got Arsenal with some weird sunglasses on and a hunchback kind of looking thing. He looks a little funny. There's Raven. Who's Wonder Woman? Not like the younger one that's in Teen Titans. It's not Diana.
No, I mean that's when
Diana's Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Don't ask me. Like, I've seen Young Justice. I've seen it all. What her name is? Because there's so many of those, like, I don't want sidekick characters. You know.
Click and
but Wonder Woman didn't. And the thing is, I watched Young Justice up to like maybe season two or three, and she came in. Yeah, she wasn't in there in the first season or two. Mm-hmm. I could be fucking wrong. It's been a minute since I've seen it. And I fell off. I think I'm a season behind on it, but yeah, I don't remember her name. But
yeah,
she's coming out of the figure.
Yeah, or she's a part of the series. And then this is also another Build-A-Figure series, and they this is where the capitalism comes in. The Build-A-Figure for the series was Beast Boy, and everyone before, because they had known it was coming out, but they hadn't seen the photos, and it was like, yo, how can you, like, build a figure Beast Boy? Like, he's a little scrawny green kid. Like,
yeah, it's like you're getting one little arm each thing. Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. Well, it's like this Beast Boy Hulk thing.
But, like, is he, like, transformed into, like, a ape? Or, like, you know what I mean?
That's no, like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you look at it literally looks like a green beast from Beauty and the Beast. That's like, it doesn't really, you can't really tell what animal, like, you're like, yo, what is that? He just looks like he got angry. Like,
yeah, but then also I feel like they do that, and then they release a regular Beast Boy version after. Yeah, yeah.
And it's
like,
the gold label.
Okay, yeah.
Walmart exclusive.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Regular Beast Boy, but here's the thing.
Okay, go.
Poor homie, man. His face sculpt, you can Google it yourself. dude just looks like Charlie Sheen.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he dude, it's pretty funny.
The
like
the Beast Boy.
The Beast Boy's face, literally, he's got that little grin, and he's just like, you can just, I feel like he's just waiting to say, Tiger's blood, baby, or something. Like, I don't know, man.
I've got to look that.
You have to. I'll show you, man. It's funny. As a matter of fact, here.
Yeah, let's look it up. Yeah, I have to like look this up really quick.
I'll show you.
So this is the UK. And really quick, let's talk about gold exclusive, like exclusivity as like in all these figures, like Funko,
oh, yeah.
DC, like that shit goes deep on it. And these companies get deals with it, but it's like, what? So like,
what are the different tiers?
Yeah, like Target exclusive, you. Walmart exclusive. And then I've even seen there's only like, and I've seen like posts like, oh, there's only this person at, even 7-Eleven is doing like exclusive like Funko Pops.
Oh, I know. Do you want know? A Game of Thrones Funko? We got you. Go to 7-Eleven. Or they have the coveted WWE figures.
Yeah, they do. Okay, so maybe that one dude had it right.
And fucking, they all, for free, with the price point, come with sun-bleached packaging. It's wonderful. No one wants them. I don't think I've ever seen anybody buy anything from a 7-Eleven,
so,
Funko-wise.
Yeah, I mean, I have. That's how I got your Christmas gift on that one. That one Spider-Man's from. It's from a 7-Eleven exclusive.
Oh, my God.
I know, then also they were doing, like, speaking of like, and I kind of want you to break down a little bit more of like exclusivity. Like, I know they were doing like,
oh, Black, it was Nightwing and Donna Troy. That's her name. Donna Troy.
That.
Okay.
Never would have guessed that. Just like
me
off the
either.
Top
I knew it was a
head.
D name. Okay. So here is the scary Beast Boy. Like, what is that?
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
what was he trying to transform into?
Yeah. He looks like a Ben 10 character.
You ready for this? Look at this. Yeah. Charlie Sheeny. Oh, man. What? Oh, my. Hang on a second. This is really hard to use a MacBook with one hand.
He does look a little bit like Charlie Sheen, though. And it's really funny. Like, yeah, but he looks like a Ben 10 character in that. Like,
yeah.
And never...
Here we go. Here we go.
Jesus. He kind of looks like Tom Holland a little bit, too. He kind of looks a little bit like a green Tom Holland. If Tom Holland...
Below there. That's pretty hard.
That looks pretty hard. Yeah, but he looks like a... green Tom Holland a little bit too.
Yeah, I'm a little. It's I see it. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Tiger Blends, baby.
Yeah,
that's funny. Jesus. Okay, so exclusivity. Like, where you see the most value in those? Because like, they're not sitting there like, hey, I got a Wetzel's Pretzels exclusive action like Batman.
That'd be kind of hard.
Yeah, it'd be kind of hard. Yeah, but it's like those companies aren't doing that. And like, I mean, that's a small company that might be fucking hard. But it's like. Walmart exclusive, Target exclusive, fucking whatever exclusive. It's like, what are people look like? I don't know. What are we looking for here? Because like,
so the gold labels mean that it means two things. It's kind of, there's no like set kind of what it means, but this is what we've gathered. Like they haven't made any official like statements. I don't think.
Look it up. What is gold? What does gold label mean on?
Well, so.
Well, from look it up and then look what you when you see that or when Reddit sees it, they're like, we got to get this gold label.
So gold label typically means that it's limited in the sense of they've already made them. They're getting shipped out. They're not going to reproduce them.
Mm-hmm.
But... it also goes by, that kind of ties in with, I think the way it works is so like, let's say like Target's like, yo, we're going to buy this many of your toys. He's like, okay, well I have these gold labels.
This is Target going to
McFarlane. Yeah. Okay. And so McFarlane's like, okay, I'm going to give you this many. And they're like, okay, we want to buy this many. And then McFarlane's like, okay, then I'm going to make that many.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they're just buying
to
order. Yeah, like whatever.
It's like a made-to-order kind of thing. He's like, yo, we're going to do this. And they're like, okay. And then he makes them, and then that's it. But I've also seen, and this might just be me guessing, is some of the gold labels, it'll be paint. Primarily, it's like a paint thing. So it'll be like a paint variation, or even I've seen where they do the artist proofs where they're all grayed out.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is that those are never really gold labels, actually. No, I take that back. Those always have the infamous platinum edition sticker on them.
Mm-hmm.
And those, platinum, see, I feel like they're just synonymous, like
yeah,
similar kind of things. But I don't know. Some of the platinums are worth a lot of money. I have the Batfleck Platinum Edition in there with his goggles up, and that one, I bought one in the store the other day for $85 and resold it for $130. Which, yeah. I mean, why am I spending $85?
Yeah, but, yeah.
Because I want that $150.
I want that $150.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's because I understand like exclusivity when you go to like conventions, right? It's like these companies set up for like
sticker for that
or cool things. It's just like I hate. It's so funny. You see, you go to Target, and then you're like, all right, cool. It's a Target exclusive Funko. But then I went down to this like shop, like a Funko store, and they have it there. So I'm like, okay, this wasn't exclusive. Like they're buying and reselling. They're doing the same thing that you're doing, just on a larger, scale. You know, so. And, like, do I have anything that's super, like, not super exclusive, but, I mean, like, I have, like.
Oh, they did put out, I mean, this is probably about as informative as what I just said.
So this is the breakdown of what gold exclusive means.
Yes,
I guess
this is directly from McFarland's website. We've got, the gold label collection is here, and you might be asking, what's so special about the gold labels? The line is built and designed for the ultimate McFarlane collector. Gold Label will feature a number of exclusive figures across many pop culture brands with unique packaging and artwork. More importantly, all gold labels will be extremely limited, so the hunt will be intense. Now, that part I can confirm. Do you remember when I was searching for the Azrael Batman?
Nightfall?
Fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I was lucky enough. Man, I had to get it from Reddit. Somebody was like, hey, check the top shelf of the girls' toys in your Walmarts.
Shut the fuck up.
Dead
That's what
ass.
I'm, yeah, yeah. So and people like on Reddit are going out there and being like, hey, like go to this
yeah,
target.
They'll
like,
post it and be like, found in Pomona, four left kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or my personal favorite is when you get on there and someone will comment and be like, anybody seen an Azrael Batman here in
Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. And someone would be like, nah, man, Rhode Island over here. We got 12, you know.
But that's also where it starts to get like, okay, I live in Boise, Idaho. I can't
PayPal
get the gold.
Me.
I can't get the gold label Shazam. I'm just, because we're looking at the website now.
I couldn't get them.
I can't get the gold label Shazam, but the motherfuckers in Rhode Island or in LA have 30 on their shelves.
Book a trip.
Ship it to me. I'll PayPal you. It's like, you're going to buy it for 25. Well, fuck you, I'm going to sell it to you for 45.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, there's a small profit there, but you can, and these people are probably scouring their cities for like 12, 15 of them.
That's one thing I want to iterate. Like, I don't ever like, I don't see a figure and be like, oh man, I can't wait to take some $50 out of some chump's hand. You know?
Yeah.
I just want to make a living.
I
want to put food on my table, man.
Yeah, like, and I feel like you would do. You've paid your rent off that shit. I feel like, or not your entire rent, but like, you've paid. Like, you're like, oh shit, I'm short this, like, or whatever.
Gotta sell
situation.
A figure.
Gotta sell a figure, and then I see you packing it up.
Boom.
But now I feel like reading off like McFarlane's website, the gold label.
Yeah.
That just seems like they're creating a demand. They're creating,
oh,
100%. They're like, yeah, there might be some paint stuff, like, you know, and I get the variations. It's like, okay, this batch was fucked up, and, you know, we're going to sell more. But the gold label, they slap it on there. That kind of just seems to be like, hey, let's just get this shit sold, and we can get Target and Walmart to buy more, and, you know,
yeah, no,
or
100%.
Whatever, you know, which is fine. Like, when we talk about capitalism, like, I
really popped off on this one.
Yeah, it's like, like, however you look at it, there is what it is, you know, but it's like,
yeah,
it's like they just,
Todd's got to eat.
Yeah. So it's like they create it, which I'm about, like, I get it. I get the drive for it. Cause I feel like there, and I don't know if I have this addiction as much. Is it an addiction a little bit? It's like, I don't.
Oh, it's consumer addiction. I've got it bad, man.
I don't need to go out there. I don't need to go buy, you know, this and that, you know, but it's like, they just create the demand, and it's like, because it's there, because it's a reputable company, you know. It's like, and does Hasbro have any of those like kind of like exclusive stuff, like where it's like, oh, this is our black Hasbro label, this, you know, or whatever. Like,
actually, I think that their similar thing is like their HasLabs, where it's like crowdfunded toys, but. Even that kind of like Hasbro's kind of sus for that one because their price points are ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, like that's one of the main things I love about McFarlane is no matter what, like
they seem decently priced.
They're, like, yeah, they're I mean between $20 and $25 for the most part.
Yeah.
But then you'll go and you'll get like a little 6-inch Scarlet Witch from What If, and for some reason she barely looks like the show.
Yeah.
And she's $35. Or something.
Coming from Hasbro,
you know, or the great Ghost Rider debacle of HasLabs.
Yeah,
you hear about that one?
No, dude. So fucking tell me, please.
Let me tell you. Yeah. So they have. It's called HasLabs, and it's like an app where they crowdfund. They're like, yo, if enough people pre-order this Ghost Rider figure, we're gonna throw in his car. But then you have to, like, the price point goes up. It'll be like, okay, if enough people pledge this amount of money, not only will we throw in the car with the figure, but we'll also throw in the fire that goes on the wheels. And the fire, like, now that sounds hard, right? I think at one point they wanted, like, I think it was like $300 or something like that for the whole thing. And I mean, let's be honest, this is all just, you know, it's rubber, plastic.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, everything that we've talked about, money.
Yeah, it's all rubber, plastic bullshit. But
it kind of seems like a money scam to me. Kind of seems like a little bit of it. Like,
yeah, it does, right?
Because like, isn't that essentially like, I mean, could be using the wrong term here. Isn't that kind of like drop shipping? Like, not drop shipping, but it's like, no, that's not drop shipping.
It's like whenever Taylor Swift is like, hey, I have this new vinyl that's coming out. It's going to be available for the next 24 hours. You can only buy it in the next 24 hours. And you're like, okay, you buy it, and then you don't get a shipping notification for about 8 months because they didn't even have
nothing
them in
was
stock.
Actually made yet.
You paid money for them to give the money to somebody to make it and then ship it out.
There's a word for that. I know
what you're talking
about. Yeah, it's like, it's going to, I feel stupid because I know I've used the word. Because I've done a similar thing where, like, I've worked with the merch company for another, the other podcast I work on or do. It's like, we were doing a merch thing where it's like, we're only ordering, you order it, it gets made when you order it.
Yeah.
Made when you order
it. Yeah, we don't actually have, like, in
there's
stock.
No inventory there's to no inventory. This. So it's like, and it's like, okay, now, me, a small scale fucking person, whatever, living in a 2-bedroom apartment, whatever.
Yeah.
This is fucking Hasbro that does.
Not to mention, like, that's one big issue that I have. They also, like, Hasbro has started, there's a whole thing in action figure toys and stuff called, everyone wants pinless joints. Mafex does it, where, like, it basically just makes it look more realistic. Like, I guess, I mean, for me,
what's a pinless joint?
So, like, on an elbow, right? Yeah. Like, on the elbow here, like, this guy's a perfect example. On his elbow here, you can see, like, the little pins.
Yeah.
The pinless joint is where they make it in a way that, like, you can't actually see it, and it just looks flush, which is cool. It's cool, but, I mean,
I feel like, is that almost the same reaction as you get when you saw George Clooney with nipples? Like, you're like, fuck, we didn't, like...
Yeah. And the thing with Hasbro is that Hasbro, they also, like, they don't have real imaging of their toys on the package. Mm-hmm. What they'll do is they'll have the 3D renders, and the 3D renders will have pinless joints, and it'll look really good. But because they also have decided to cut, to save the earth and take their plastic out of their packaging, you go and they have this 3D printed picture on a piece of cardboard, and you're like, yo, like, is this figure even in here? Like, I mean, they're the prime. So many kids steal. I'm not advocating for that, but it happens. And people get disappointed. They go straight to the internet, and when someone gets disappointed, they take it out on the internet, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You order a pizza with bubbles, they're going to.
Yeah, and also, like, it's so funny. Like, two things I want to talk about before we kind of, like, wrap it up a little bit. When we go to Target, it's so funny when we do this. Like, and I know you also collect Legos, which I feel like we'll talk about on another episode.
That's episode 4.5.
That's episode 4. Yeah, but it's like, I love, and also, you know, in action figures, too, you see them, like, set up, when it's a movie that's about to come out, right? Like you go to Target, Walmart, whatever. It's a movie that's about to come out and you see them doing something, but it's a movie you haven't seen yet. It's like, if I don't see them, like a Lego set, right? Or it's like aircraft carrier descends into this. And I go there and I'm like, if I don't see that scene in this fucking movie,
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm going to rage, you know?
Yep.
But then also the other thing, it's like you're talking about kids and they take this out, take this out. I do love, it depends on the time you go when it's like, and it's also like a lot on those little figures, like the keychains or, you know, the ones where it's like, hey, there's
Jujutsu Kaisen little.
Little figures and there's like seven on there and they set up the rarity list, right? It's like, these two are super rare and it's like, here's the commons, right?
Here's the chase, but the only way to get it is if you do something crazy.
Yeah.
Push and over it's your like, grandmother.
And it's like, you go through the store and you see just open boxes of it, open shit of it. Because that goes back to what we were talking in the beginning. It's like, you do get that one kid there that's like, everyone you walk in the Target and you're like, you can see people, like everyone's kind of doing the same thing. That guy is respectable because he's sitting there, he's feeling them out. Now, that's got its own issues. You can think about how you want to think about that.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, he ain't hurting nobody.
He ain't hurting nobody, but you got these people that go in there and they start ripping shit out and they're like, oh, fuck, I don't want it, or fuck, yeah, I want it, I got the variant, you know. And that's the shit that sucks because then it ruins for everybody and then we can't.
And then you have to show up at a line at 10 a.m. at Target.
And then it turns into fucking that.
And they have to hand you one and say, that's all you get.
That's all you get, and it fucking sucks. I feel like on the next episode we do, I want to talk about variants and like, right? I mean, is there a difference in like a variant? Like, I guess we kind of already covered that, but it's like, because what's a chase variant?
Oh, the chase variant? Ooh.
We'll talk about that on the next one. We're going to wrap it up. We'll do like a separate outro and intro thing because I feel like we kind of just rolled into it. That was good.
Hell yeah.